You are a ray of sunshine in the studio this morning. It's very nice to have you here. So tell us about the winter solstice. What exactly is it?
Exactly as you say, it's midwinter. Some people, you know, pagans still believe it marks the beginning of winter. But I guess scientifically, it's when our axis is furthest away from the sun. So it's the longest night of the year, often the coldest night of the year. And, you know, in this day and age, we've got the comforts of heaters and the comforts of our home. But back in the day, the middle of winter was, you know, lots of people starved to death or they froze to death. So it was really a time to celebrate the returning of the sun. So the origins of celebrating the winter solstice, it was a time to come together with loved ones, family, friends, and just be grateful for life.
Wow.
And
So it's kind of that peak on the roller coaster when things start getting a little bit easier for everybody.
Exactly.
I understand that a lot of the symbolism is kind of about birth and rebirth. How's that all connected in?
Exactly. So it's the symbolic rebirth of the sun, because as of the 22nd of June, the sun starts to get closer, the days become warmer, and the days become longer, the nights become shorter. So that's the symbolic rebirth of the sun. But this whole idea of birth and rebirth has been celebrated by cultures for centuries. You know, even the Roman Empire celebrated on December 25th, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, the birth of the unconquered god. And, you know, the Celtics, they celebrated Yule. So this whole idea of birth and rebirth is about the rebirth of the sun. And, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, that happens on December 25th,
yeah,
which is the return of the sun. Hence Christmas and, you know, all these beautiful ancient pagan and Celtic celebrations that just really celebrate the sun and the moon and the seasons.
Mm. Yeah, new life.
Mm-hmm.
I love that no matter what you believe in or what you celebrate or where in history you look, these events all clump together in these around these times. Yeah, exactly. It all just kind of happens around these times, no matter what religion you're looking at, what faith, what culture. It's a really beautiful thing to see it all come together in this beautiful little pocket. What is it about the winter solstice that you connect most with?
It's just coming back to nature.
Yeah.
It's using the cycles and the seasons of nature to help guide us, like a metaphor almost. You know, on the new moon, I love to gather with women and we go inwards and connect to our intuition when the sky is dark. And then on the full moon, it's the time to celebrate. And similarly with the seasons, you know, when we come up to the spring equinox, which is the spring equinox in 4 months' time, it's about rebirth of the flowers and the smells and the sweetness.
Yeah.
So on the winter solstice, it's really about, you know, gathering and kind of gathering around the fire, whether it's a real fire or whether it's just a metaphorical fire, to just warm the hearts and warm the soul and just connect in.
Now, speaking of gathering around literal metaphoric fires, you do have a gathering coming up for the winter solstice.
Indeed.
What is it that you'll be doing?
So we'll be doing a beautiful winter solstice ceremony inside the Sound Life Dome, which is this beautiful sacred geodesic dome right in the heart of Sydney at the Entertainment Quarter. Most people haven't heard of it.
No.
And it's only there for one more week. We're actually popping it down. So it's this beautiful big dome that can fit 200 people.
Gosh.
It's run by a charity, a Sound Life, and we'll be gathering there next Friday the 21st, which is the winter solstice, and we'll be doing a combination of rituals and ceremonies and dancing. My husband Andre is an amazing DJ, so we're going to be dancing around the fire. We can't light a fire in the dome because it's highly flammable.
Oh, H&S, you know, small things.
Yeah, but we'll be just cultivating that inner warmth through just authentic heart connections.
Wow.
And we do it with clarity. There's no drugs or alcohol at our functions. We drink elixirs and there's cacao served and, you know, we'll have some yummy soup and things like that.
Ooh, yum.
So it's about bringing community together to just, you know, celebrate life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the bringing together of community.
Yeah.
That is my favorite part of events like yours, is that you can really connect with people that maybe you don't see in your daily circles, that maybe you haven't met before, but it's all about coming together with love and it's coming together with intention,
which is
really fun. I think that this is really interesting. So tell us a little bit more just about Rainbow Tribe.
So Rainbow Tribe was born out of new moon ceremonies in my lounge room. I used it probably 9 years ago. I would gather with my girlfriends on the new moon.
Oh, wow.
And they just started getting bigger and bigger. And a male friend of mine at the time said, you should be doing this for men as well. So I started full moon gatherings on the beach at Bondi. And then they got bigger and bigger, and the winter came and I realized I needed to rent a venue. And then I started renting a venue, and because I was paying, I started asking for money in exchange. And over the years, it's kind of turned into, I guess you could say it's a business, but it's more my passion. And it's my purpose is to create these beautiful events that bring people together and celebrate life in an authentic and open-hearted way that also kind of connects back into those old Celtic rituals, which honours my heritage. I think we're really missing these rites of passages and rituals in today's society, and people are just, they're hungry for a little bit of mystery and for things that are a little bit enchanting, and kind of moving with the seasons and the cycles is a great way to do that.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there. People just are craving the enchanting and the magic in their life.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, Rach, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you for joining
us this
morning.
Thank you so much for having me.